Welcome back here, down live at Highland, Kansas, at Dauphin West High School, host school here of our boys' upcoming matchup between the Dauphin West Mustangs of Class 2A, taking on the Class 1A Division 1 Centralia Panthers. Two teams that are unranked, but two teams that are very competitive here in the Twin Valley League. The Centralia Panthers coming into tonight's action, 8-8 on the season, 4-1 in the Twin Valley League. We just had their first loss on radio in the TVL last Friday against Hanover. They lost 77-59. This is a team that's lost back-to-back games. Caraparavelski to 42 and Hanover 77-59. The Dauphin West Mustangs, they're coming off a big-time win over DeKalb, 78-35. D West, another team that competes very highly in the Twin Valley League at 3-2. So both these teams, D West and Centralia, are in the top half of this league. And this is a very defining game for both of these teams. We know Centralia, they took fifth at the TVL tournament. For Dauphin West, they had a historical season for the first time since 2018. Not only did they receive a bye for the TVL tournament, but they got a Final Four finish, and they finished third place with a victory 50-47 over the Clifton Clyde Eagles. So this has been an uptrending season here for the Dauphin West Mustangs. I've talked to head coach Derek Shelton plenty about it. It's the third season, but his team has continued to improve under him. And they're looking for their first winning season since 2018. The most impressive thing is if they logistically win tonight, in tonight's game, they can finish, at least in the regular season, above 500, or at least above 500, and then they have four more remaining games. So if they did, by chance, lose out those four and then also a sub-state game, then they'd at least finish the season 500. However, if they can just get this win and another one of the next four games, Clifton Clyde, Hanover, Onega, or Washington County, doesn't matter what happens at sub-state, they will finish their first over 500 just winning season in 8 years since 2018. And that's what the main thing this D-West team is looking for. They're looking for a successful season, looking for a year that hits milestones, accomplishments, and better yet, they're looking to make some noise once they hit the postseason. They're going to play very tough. This is a team that when they can get hot from outside the perimeter, when their shot selection is hitting, they are rocking and rolling. Same thing for Centralia. Both these teams match up actually pretty well. Both of them like that outside shot. Both of them like to take kind of those longer twos and some high elbow shots, some short corner attempts. So for both these teams, it's going to be interesting how that momentum kind of flows in this matchup, how the shots are going to work, and what team starts to kind of explore and go inside the paint first. I think, again, I say it every week here, but paint matters. Your paint play matters. What you can do inside the paint, and head coach Derek Shelton knows that for Dauphin West, they need to get Michael Albers active here in this game at 6'4". Starting here in our starting lineup, Centralia here, it's Quinton Oliver, Tyler Jones, Isaac Reinecke, Bronx Talley, and Aiden Sally, head coached by Nick Evans and his fourth season for the Dauphin West Mustangs. It's Colter Peterson, Michael Albers, Kason Keller, Dustin Beach, and catcher Peterson. The Dauphin West Mustangs head coach by Derek Shelton in his third season. 2 minutes aside, we'll be right back here for four quarters of basketball action in our boys' matchup tip-off. You're coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed in 92.1 KMZA as we are getting ready for our boys matchup between Centralia and Dawson West. Again, our girls matchup ended 60-51 victory coming out for the Centralia Panthers. But here it's going to be a TVL battle between these two top teams in the Twin Valley League. Centralia 8-0 in the season, 4-1 the TVL. D West 11-7 on this season and 3-2 in the Twin Valley League. With this victory, they could finish out the regular season with their first over 500 season since 2018. And just the regular season. So again, it's a big opportunity for Jonathan West. They got a lot of players coming off big time games. Cason Keller, one of the stars of tonight's action. He's coming off back to back double doubles. He had 14 points and 12 rebounds in the game against DeKalb. And then right before that against Blue Valley, ran up at 10 points and 12 rebounds. And then also, you kind of go and look at that game against DeKalb, Coulter Peterson, he also had a really nice game. He had 7 assists and 0 turnovers in that game. He leads the team with 73 assists. So you look at both sides. Both teams are going to take solid shots in this matchup. Both teams are going to have to exploit the pain. And both teams are going to have to really set off the momentum on both sides. Again, here for Centralia, it's all the for Jones, Reinecke, Bronx and Agent Talley, and for the Northwest Mustangs, it's Coulter and catcher Peterson, Michael Albers, Cason Keller, and Dustin Veach. And now we are getting ready for four quarters and 32 minutes all together of basketball action, all here on 92.1 KMZA. Coming out to half court, standing in the middle and shaking hands is Quinton Oliver for Centralia and Michael Albers for Jonathan West. Now we are getting ready for play as this tip-off will be won by the Tough West Mustangs in Coulter Peterson. Just said it's 7 assists and no turnover game against DeKalb. An impressive game indeed for the young man, but D-West, they start off this first drive with a turnover. And now Centralia will take over. Toss in from Tyler Jones to Quinton Oliver. Quinton Oliver, who reached over 800 career points last Friday in the loss against Hanover. He's got 820 points on his career. He put 22 points up in the loss. 3-point shot unloaded and sniped here by Aiden Talley. Aiden Talley, who had 10 points against Hanover last Friday, all coming in the first half from in the paint. But here he explores from outside the perimeter and knocks one down. D. West gets the first, Centralia, excuse me, gets the first points here of the game. And D. West trying to respond with Michael Albers, and he loses the ball out of bounds. D. West now back-to-back turnovers, 7:15 to go in this opening quarter, 3-0. Centralia leads over Jonathan West. Centralia with the ball, Isaac Reinecke. Reinecke in the right side to Aldefer. Aldefer at the top of the key, down to Jones. Jones shaking the ball out right side. Now making a step. Reinecke inside and finishing using the backboard. Reinecke. Epic Centralia jump out now to a 5-0 lead over the Jonathan West Mustangs with 6 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Screen is set, pick and roll, but Coulter goes the opposite way on a dribble and drive. He goes to Keller. Keller on the baseline, ball knocked away and taken out by Talley. Down the floor. Centralia, 3-point shot set up for Aldefer and missed. And D-West makes the rebound with Keller. Down the floor, Coulter Peterson. Grabs the ball, before going out of bounds. With the ball, he drives right side to Veach. Dustin Veach. They're in 10 points a game. Out to Tyler Jones. Jones inside the paint, kicked out, three-point shot up, miss. Albers, a high point. He's going to have 6'4" to make the offensive rebound. Now he'll get set up underneath the basket and go in for two. That's one thing I've reiterated a lot here with Donovan West when covering them. It's get the ball to Michael Albers, get him inside, get him going. He's the tallest on the floor most of the time. Yeah, a guy like him is crucial. That's in Troy. It turns the ball over on offensive foul. It's our first foul of the game, and it's called on Aiden Talley. 5-1 to go here in this first quarter. 5-2. Centralia over D-West. Centralia, they have the first 5 points of this quarter. D-West trying to respond. Veach out to catcher. Catcher bounce passing to Veach. Veach dribbling up to the top of the perimeter. Out to Coulter Peterson. Coulter. Jermaine down left side. Now here out to Braylon Shelton coming in the game for the first time here early in this first quarter. Coulter Peterson drives inside, loses the ball. It's stolen by Aiden Talley. His first steal of the game. Now down the floor, Centralia works. They'll flip it out to Oldefer. Oldefer a step inside and an accidental pass to his teammate Aiden Talley as he makes the rebound, his own offensive board, and misses his second shot as that one is picked up by catcher Peterson. D-West with the ball, three-point shot from the corner for Veach. Missed. Rebound by Aiden Talley. Talley, two rebounds here in this first quarter. Swinging down to Reinicke. Reinicke behind the back. Pass. And foul to go up to the line is Aiden Talley. That was one impressive pass by Isaac Reinicke. You don't see a lot of behind-the-back passes. Well, they are pulled off. They are smooth as smooth can be. Aiden Talley. Up at the free throw line in the shoot, too. He got this game going with a deep three-pointer on the left wing. The first free throw shot rolls off at front of the iron. Substitution in for Donovan West. They put in Rucker Harding for the first time and return Kasten Keller back onto the floor, taking out Dustin Veach and Michael Albers. So Kasten Keller, he'll have to step into that forward role with the absence of Albers. The 6'1" sophomore is at back-to-back double-double games. As both free throw shots, or the second free throw shot was nailed by Talley. Centralia, back up here by four over Donovan West with 4:40 to go in this first quarter. Whistle blown. And they have a foul called on Centralia's Isaac Reinicke. Reinicke is first foul of the quarter, team second. 4:42 to go in this first, 6-2, Centralia over Donovan West. D-West will throw it in with Kasten Keller on the left sideline. Throw that pass half court to catcher. Now catcher off the drive past the timeline. 1-on-1 against the junior in Quinton Aldefer. Out to the left to Coulter Peterson, the brother, the combo. Coulter the senior and catcher the freshman. Coulter with the ball driving on the right side. Now out to Braylon Shelton to catcher. Catcher driving in, spinning the basket. Now firing it out on a kick out. Coulter back to catcher. 14 here on the shot clock. Catcher in the short corner. Dribbling out. Now driving back in. And he'll lose the ball, but his last touch by Centralia. But 8 seconds only left here on the shot clock. So you're going to have to make a decisive throw inbounds here. If you're Coulter Peterson, one that sets up a wide open guy, it's to Haring. Haring, he's got 6 seconds here on the shot clock. It's to Coulter. He's got to take this ball himself, and he will. Left elbow shot. It's missed and corralled by Aiden Talley for the third board. The game for him, the foul called on Donovan West, Rucker Haring, his first of the game, team second. Centralia and Donovan West with two team fouls in this first quarter, 4:06 to go, 6-2, Centralia leading by four over Donovan West. Kasten Keller. Here for Centralia working with it, now to Reinicke, down low, Reinicke spinning around. And they're going to call it travel on him. Centralia, it's their second turnover of the quarter. Brady Becker coming in here for the Centralia Panthers, a 6'2" sophomore forward. Coming in for Tyler Jones, a 6'2" senior forward. D. West with the ball to Keller. Keller dribbling down right, spinning around, driving inside. Jump stop, now flipping it out to Coulter. Coulter to Braylon Shelton. Traylon Shelton, turn around, passing out to catcher. Catcher back to Shelton. Shelton, inside drive, pops up to the basket and short of the iron. It's rebounded by Brady Becker. And a foul to follow immediately after, called on Donovan West again. It's on catcher Peterson, his first foul of the game. Team's third of the quarter with 3:25 to go in the first. 6-2, a four-point lead for Centralia over Donovan West. Reineke, left side, top wing. And they get an illegal pick called on Centralia. They were trying to set up a screen for Quinton Oliver, a three-point shot. It was called on Brady Becker, his first of the game, team's third of the quarter. Michael Albers will come back in here for Donovan West. He'll take out Braylon Shelton. Now he got two forwards here on the floor with Keller and Albers. Definitely going to utilize one of them here if you're D. West. Coulter out to Dustin. Dustin to Keller. Keller dribbling one-on-one against Bronx Tally. Back out to Dustin Beach. Beach, left side. Here to Haring. Haring setting up a long two, nailed at the top elbow by Coulter Peterson. Averaged the team high at 12.3 points per game this season. Centralia has now led up three straight points. Three-point shot trying to respond by Aldifer. Nailed by Quinton Aldifer. Aldifer getting his first points of the game. He had 22 points last Friday against Hanover. 823 points now in his career scored. 2:20 to go here in this first. 9-4 Centralia over Donovan West. D. West, three-point shot. Dustin Beach just off the basket and rebounded by Aiden Talley. Down the floor, Quinton Aldifer has it in his palms. Out to his right, he'll go to Bronx. Bronx driving inside the paint, kick out. Quinton Aldifer, three-point shot off the top of the iron and rebounded by Haring. Donovan West here down the floor, and they get a foul called on the Centralia Panthers with 1:54 to go here in this first quarter. 9-4. Centralia leads by 5 over Donovan West. Substitution here for the Centralia Panthers. Isaac Reineke will come off to the bench. Donovan West with the ball to Haring. Haring driving inside the key. Right top elbow at the Keller. Keller passing it off to his teammate. Driving from Beach to the basket. Could it float it in? And a rebound by Brady Becker. His second of the game as Centralia takes this one down the floor. Tyler Jones. And they'll call the foul on the Donovan West Mustangs. Crowd disapproval on it. As Centralia will have Jones up to the free throw line to shoot two with 1:33 left to go in the first quarter. Centralia here up by 7, 11-4. Also, coming in here joining the broadcast is Bell Smith here. Had a great game there for the Donovan West girls. He had about 13 points total. A great second half there with 11 points. Just real quick, kind of tell me about that girls game for you and your team despite the loss.
I mean, we just had to learn how to play in transition and how to play with pressure defense. But Centralia, kudos to them. Great defense. Good job on their part. And we just got to learn how to guard and be good in that front. And also rebounds. We struggled rebounding.
Here, Jones at the free throw line is able to snipe both shots. Three-point shot is up and missed by catcher Peterson. And now the rebound by Reineke. Down the floor here, Centralia working with the ball. Reineke on the low block and just tosses one up. And it's rebounded by catcher Peterson. His second board of the game. Down the floor quickly, freshman to freshman, into Braylon Shelton's hands. Now worked around the perimeter. Three-point pump fake. Drive inside. Catcher nearly making it in, but couldn't do it. Brady Becker, his third board of the quarter with 60 seconds left to go this first. 12-4 our score. Centralia leading over Donovan West. Quinton Aldifer, kick out. Inside, looking for a reversal. Underneath and in for Brady Becker. 46 seconds in this first quarter to go. 10-point lead, 14-4. Centralia over Donovan West. D. West with it. Kelter driving inside out to Albers. And a jump ball is called. Possession error will change the possession. Just the fifth turnover of the quarter for D. West. 35 seconds left to go in this first. 14-4. Centralia over the D. West Mustangs. This is the first meeting for these two teams this season. It's a crucial one as well. Both teams needing this win for the Tooele Valley League. Here coming down to the postseason, coming up quickly with sub-state seeding as well. This is a crucial win between these two teams. Aiden Talley holding the ball with your 14 seconds here on the clock. Tied up with the shot in this first quarter. Oliver with it. Out to Jones. Jones drives short corner in the baseline. Whistle blown. Foul is called. It'll go against Donovan West. Rucker catcher Peterson. That's his second foul of the game. And that is also the team's fifth foul this quarter as well. So double bonus. And Tyler Jones will head up to the free throw line to shoot two. Jones' first shot is up. And, well, taking a second to think about it. Now it's off to the right. 14-4. Centralia up by 10 over D-West with 3 seconds to go in this first quarter. D-West might have a chance to maybe get a shot up, a three-pointer before the end of this quarter. Would be good if they can get it. As Jones here at the free throw line hits his second shot to go in. 15-4. 2 seconds here this quarter. It sets up the freshman show in, and he misses. He's got the team high at 38% on the season from around the arc, but he misses the shot going into quarter two. 15-4, Centralia leads over Donovan West. We're back in 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sebepa. I am welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the start of the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 15-4, Centralia leads over Donovan West. And right now, again, D-West down by 11 early on this game. Bell Smith, how does Donovan West adjust some things in this early second quarter?
They need to hit some shots. I'd say we just got a miss there, Braylon Shelton. I just feel like we're missing some shots up in here, and we just need to knock them down.
But then Aldifer making the rebound for Centralia. D-West, a team that again, relies on their shooting and their shot selection, not too much in the paint. And here, as Centralia dominates it inside, Isaac Reinecke at the second reversal here of this game. He's got 4 points total. Centralia here up by 13, 17-4 with D-West. Centralia, they finished fifth in the TDL tournament. Dolphin West, they finished third. A zero shot missed again and rebounded by Centralia. Aiden Talley and a finish for Tyler Jones, and a timeout is called with 7:10 left to go in this second quarter. 19-4, Centralia up by 15 over Donovan West. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network with 7 minutes, 7 seconds left to go here in this second quarter. 19-4. Centralia leads over Donovan West. D-West with the ball. Keller out left side to Shelton. Shelton out to Dustin V. Straightaway shot for the three, and it's nailed by Dustin V. Dustin Beach, one of the top 3-point shooters of this team, shooting 37% outside the perimeter. He had an incredible run at the TVL tournament with 9 threes total, including 5 three-point shots, and they went over Blue Valley Randolph 36-23 here. Defensive rebound for Donovan West. Hayden Palino, D. West, taking back over with Keller. Keller out to Veach. Veach, quick trigger release, missing the three-pointer. It's rebounded by Aldifer. Aldifer down the floor for Centrelli at the top of the perimeter. As he swings around, dumps the ball off to his teammate and snags the assist as Jones got the easy two. 21-7, 14 points. Here the lead for Centralia over Donovan West with 6 minutes to go in this second quarter. Here, Beach out to Coulter. Coulter at the top of the key, dribbling out to the left side. Stepping behind the arc. 1-on-1 against Isaac Reinecke. Driving down, kicking out to Keller. Keller inside, kick out to Dustin Veach. Only 8 seconds here on the shot clock. Fade away and in for two. Nice little floater up for Dustin Veach. He's got 5 points here in this second quarter and back-to-back succession there for him. And Tyler Jones here finishing and going up to the basket to shoot for the three-point play. .535 left to go here of this second quarter. 23-9, Centralia here leading over the Northwest Mustangs. Tyler Jones, 6 points already here in quarter number two. And full points there in quarter one as well. First player here to hit double digits as at the free throw line. He makes the three-point play possible. It's 24-9, a 15-point lead for Centralia over Donovan West. With it, Coulter Peterson driving inside, and a foul is called. And Coulter will go up to the line to shoot two. First time, first trip up to the line for Donovan West. And that we've kind of covered Donovan West a couple of times here together. You've seen this team. One thing this team needs to excel on doing is driving inside the paint and getting the ball to their forwards.
Yes, yeah.
And kind of how do you do that? How do you kind of elevate and get to that, you know, spot on the floor and get those points inside the paint?
I mean, Albers, he can do some things. And so I think getting it in there to him, he can figure out how to make a move and he can figure out how to score. But it's more of just getting past our defenders and then finding a way in there.
Here, Coulter Peterson, his second free throw shot up and missed after making his first. Rebound was made by the Centralia Panthers. Centralia working it down the floor. Jones up to Aldifer. Aldifer, patient with it. Back to Jones. Jones, Aldifer at the top. Driving inside, stopping on both feet. Jones kicks out to Reinecke. Reinecke out to the corner. Bronx Talley inside. Aldifer. Aldifer drop step with the ball, missing the shot. And the rebound by catcher Peterson. The freshman down the floor, and the foul is called on the Centralia Panthers. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 24-10, a 14-point lead for Centralia over Donovan West. And D-West, they did start this game off with Michael Albers getting in 4-2 underneath the glass. And you kind of mentioned it, being able to get the ball to your big, the 6'4" senior, right now not on the, or he is on the floor here, back for the D-West Mustangs. And you pair him alongside Keller, you got two really good forwards, but you got to utilize them inside.
Yes.
Here, catcher, out to Veach. Coulter, driving left side, inside the key. Now stepping back on the left side of the wing. Going back in, float from the top, and a missed shot by catcher Peterson. They're going to say he's out of bounds. That's one thing dangerous about broadcasting here up on the stage, Bill. You learn very quickly to watch out. Sometimes you'll get players and balls being thrown at you from the floor side.
D-West does have to look at the paint. I mean, Michael was wide open right there, and we just missed him. I mean, I just think we got to get our eyes up.
4:28 left to go here in this second quarter. Three-point shot up for Oliver. Missed and rebounded by catcher Peterson. Peterson down the floor, and a foul called again by Centralia. 4:20 to go here in this third quarter, 24-10. That'll be team foul number three. First foul of the game as well for Jones. Coulter Peterson with it. Pass half court, dribbling out to his right side. Getting it behind him, the catcher. His younger brother, freshman, passing out, trying to go to Albers, but couldn't get the connection, and it's taken away by Reinecke. Sixth turnover of the half here for D-West. Aldifer in the key, dribbling down right side. Foul go up and shoot two at the free throw line. 3:57 to go here in the second quarter, 24-10. Centralia up on Donovan West. They're not going to call the shot foul. Excuse me. They're going to, you know, on the ground, I'll call it on catcher Peterson. And it's his third foul of the game. And that'll get him to the bench probably for the rest of this first half. Sonks tally with on the right side wing. Driving down the aisle, he loses the ball. It's stolen by catcher Coulter Peterson down the floor to Veach. And the fast break comes up with two. Veach now with 7 points here in this second quarter. Jonathan West, nice work out of the turnover from Coulter, getting the assist as well. And a foul is called, and that'll set up all threes at the charity stripe here for Quinton Aldifer. And something I never saw last Friday, I saw for the first time, Quinton Aldifer, he was fouled three times outside the perimeter. And on all three times, he went 3 for 3.
Ooh.
So he was shooting on fire. And sometimes you got to wonder, maybe you just kind of don't maybe guard him as close.
Maybe you just, like, 3 feet, go back to COVID rules.
Give him 3 feet. And well, it doesn't matter really how much space you'll give him. He'll try to take that three-point shot.
He does a great job of finding a way to score. I mean, whether that's trying to drive and get it to the line or shooting on the outside.
That's exactly why he's one of the top players in this league. He recorded over 800 career points in his career last Friday, now over 820 coming into tonight. The free throw line, able to snag a couple. The third shot goes in. And now here, Johnson West with the ball. Inside drive, Coulter Peterson couldn't let it fly in. The rebound by Quinton Aldifer. Aldifer, right side, set up the Bronx. Sally, inside, he'll drive, taking it back out to Aldifer. Arville, he'll drive the same way. He'll float it out to his teammate at the top of the key. Now back around. Reineke, 3-point shot. A fadeaway. Ball's bounced on the top. And Duncan West will take over. 3 minutes to go here in this second quarter. 26-12, a 14-point lead for Centralia over D. West. It's been the main deficit here in this quarter, but Albers goes in using all of 6'4".
That's what I mean there. He has the moves. He has to connect it and then also get a pass from the outside.
He's got the moves, the groove. There he goes in for the two. He's got 4 points here in the first half. Centralia working with it. Underneath the Reineke. Reineke, a kick out. Taking Ronnebaum. His first time in this game. Didn't come into the fourth quarter on Friday against Hanover as Grady Becker is a straightaway shot for a long two. 28-14, a 14-point lead for Centralia over D. West. And Coulter Peterson fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. On one side, you talk about a player who, you know, can really kind of do everything around on the floor and puts it on to her, but you kind of look here on Dolphin West side. Coulter Peterson, he's also a guy that can get anywhere on the floor, get himself open, and get a shot opportunity.
Yes, he's great at doing that, finding ways to score and trying to get it inside and just find a way to pass and make the good pass.
You mentioned that, making the good pass. He had 7 assists and 0 turnovers in the game against DeKalb, which the Steve West team won 78-35. So he's very impressive when it comes to his ability to limit turnovers, get the ball to his teammates, and also find opportunities for himself. Here, both shots, though, going off and missed, but Albers making a big-time offensive rebound. Out up Coulter Peterson for a 3-point shot. It's missed. And the opportunity was not taken advantage of as Reineke comes away with the defensive board for Centralia. Reineke with it out left side to Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum, an inside pass to Becker. Becker outside. Now to Tyler Jones. Ronnebaum with it. Left side wing. Less than 2 minutes now to go this first half. 28-14 our score. Centralia opens the jump with Mustangs. Jones inside pass to Becker. Becker flying it out to the corner. 3-point shot up and nailed on the back foot. On a fadeaway slide from Reineke. He's now got 7 points in this first half. Donovan West with it. Coulter drilling up to the high key. Now passing out to the corner inside to Dustin Veach. And the ball is loose and picked up by Reineke. Down the floor. He's working one on two. Eurostep inside looking for a reversal. Found to go up to the line to shoot two. Seconds left to go here in the first half. 31-14. Centralia up on Donovan West. Centralia, they've lost back-to-back games against Care Paravillion and Hanover. So this is a team that is in desperate mode of a win.
And they're trying to do that. I mean, they're trying to find ways to score and how to trying to get the ball to drop.
Isaac Reineke here at the free throw line. His first shot missed, looking to make the second one. I talked to head coach Nick Evans every week, and the big common theme is, well, Quinton Alford is up there scoring 20 points. Some other guys need to kind of step up and find their way up on the board. And right now, early on in this game, you're seeing it. Everybody is starting to really kind of pile in some help here to Aldifer. Tyler Jones, Reineke, Aiden Talley, and great Brady Becker all here on the board for Centralia. 70 seconds left to go here in this first half. 32-14, Centralia over D-West. D-West with the ball. Alvers kicking it out. Three-point shot up by Keller. It's nothing but net for Tayson Keller. Down the floor, Reineke. At the top of the perimeter, sliding out to his left. Pass on a bomb. Back in the corner, opposite side, skip. Three-point shot on fadeaway again by Reineke, but he misses it. The rebound by Colter Peterson. His first board of the half. Only 42 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Colter out to Veach. Veach to Braylon Shelton. Braylon Shelton dribbling in left side. Back to Veach. Veach driving it in. Kicking it out to Keller. Keller back up to Veach. He gets the three. He'll drive inside instead. Take a step inside and finishes. But they're going to get a foul on the floor. Called on Centralia. It is on Reineke. His second foul of the game. And team is fifth. That'll put Dustin Veach up to the free throw line to shoot two. Southwest Mustangs here down by 15, 32-17 to the Centralia Panthers with 28 seconds to go here in the first half. Dustin Veach's first shot is up and sliced. And Veach, he's had a very nice second quarter here. 8 total points. Veach leading the ball. Trying to go 2-for-2 here at the line. His first time up. His next shot is up and good. And he shoots 65% from the free throw line this season. And there he goes 2-for-2. And that brings it to a 13-point game, 32-19 with 28 seconds to go. Centralia up on D-West. Final seconds to go here in this first half. Centralia handling it with Reineke. Reineke, who just picked up his second foul. But finishing out this second quarter, balls up to Aldifer. Aldifer handling out left now to Jones. Jones. To his right to Reineke. Swing back left to Bronx Talley. Now it's in the hands of Aldifer. Will he take the last shot of this half? No, he'll put out to his teammate for a three-pointer from Reineke. It's missed and sitting the putback. Tyler Jones playing a little volleyball. What an impressive putback.
So the tip over the net into the bucket.
34-19. Donovan West leading by Centralia leading over Dawson West by 15, 34-19 as we go into our halftime, 34-19. All right, we're back here in a couple minutes here for a halftime show on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents, for a free review.
Kenzaland Radio.
Welcome here to a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, Highland. Online at highlandcc.edu. Before we get this halftime show sponsored, there's a little tradition we have down here at Donovan West High School. The cheerleaders like to come up and say, go Mustangs. So real quick, bringing on the cheerleaders from Donovan West.
Mustangs.
Or whatever that was. I guess A for effort. 34-19 is our halftime score. 15-point lead for Donovan West over Centralia. Centralia over Donovan West, 34-19. And breaking it down quarter by quarter, Centralia outscored Donovan West 15-4 in quarter one. And then in quarter number two, 19-15. So again, Centralia right now dominating so far this early half. And then going into the second half here, lots of adjustments to be made here for Donovan West. But looking at some stats here, Centralia 14 rebounds, 4 steals, only 3 turnovers, and 3 threes. Donovan West Mustangs, 9 rebounds, 1 steal, 3 of 6 the free throw line, 2 threes, and 7 turnovers. D. West right now led by Dustin Beach, who had all of his points in the second quarter. He was able to get 9 points in that quarter alone, 3-point shot to begin. Donovan West had 2 threes in that quarter alone. Centralia, though, you look at them, Quinton Alden for 5 points at the half, 3 rebounds. Tyler Jones, he's got double digits. Centralia, 5 points from Aiden Talley. Brady Becker as well with 4 points, but right now, you know, through 2 quarters of play, Bell Smith, kind of what are you seeing there from that first half from both sides?
D-West just needs to wait for the ball to drop. Their shots are, they're taking good shots. They're trying to get it in. They're trying to get it inside. They just need their shots to fall. You saw it in the second quarter. They're getting there. They're getting better. Their shots are starting to fall, but they're just working on it.
And one thing that we talk about quite a lot, you mentioned it, you know, Michael Albers trying to get involved inside the paint, Colter Peterson, you know, a top player here. But, you know, you also kind of work in a couple other guys. You got Dustin Beach, Kaysen Keller, some other guys that can really get the ball inside and work it in. And, you know, just finding good quality shot selection. So, you know, look at in terms of here how Donovan West can start scoring here in the second half. I mean, kind of what are you looking at for D-West to make that adjustment?
Trying to get Braylon going and trying to get Ketcher going on the outside. They're great shooters. Ketcher's a smart player. He can make the outside shot. He just needs to work on his fouling. I mean, he can't get 3 fouls in 2 quarters. I mean, you learn that pretty fast. And I think once he learns that, he'll be great. And, I mean, once he has his shot down, he can shoot it. And then Braylon working up. When he gets a paint touch kick out and he's wide, like, set and ready, he's a good shooter. And he just needs to wait for that to happen for him.
Yeah, you just mentioned Braylon Shelton. He's one of the top 3-point shooters on this team with 38% from outside the perimeter. Ketcher Peterson, another great 3-point shooter. He had a 3-pointer in every single TBL tournament game he played over that TBL tournament. So, you know, not just kind of keying there on the inside shot, but also, you know, getting those outside guys open too is pretty important for D-West because, you know, they've been kind of a 3-point team so far this season throughout the tournament. You know, they took a lot of 3 points. So, and, you know, kind of leaning here into this second half, both teams here are going to kind of try to make some adjustments. Of course, Centralia looking to put their foot down on the pedal, but what are some big things here in the second half that Donovan West can do to really get themselves back in this game?
Play some good defense. Then having them protect the inside, because, I mean, Centralia is working on driving and scoring, and, I mean, they're getting to the line. And I think once they figure out how to just play good defense and stop them from driving and getting on the right hand, I think they'll be great in just locking them down, and then they can work on it from there.
More minutes until we start the second half here on KMZ 92.1. Again, the Centralia Panthers lead over the Donovan West Mustangs 34-19. A 15-point lead. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come right back. We'll lead you up to the second half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with math, communion, bingo, hosting rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back here on 92.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network with 140 left to go here until we start the second half. 34-19 is our score. Centralia leads over Dawson West. Real quick before we get into the second half, let's look over some aerial scores from our MSU Sports area. Horton beating Jackson Heights girls 54-43. Hiawatha beating Nemaha Central girls 44-40. Kenzie Nelson celebrating her 500 career rebounds. Girls Final Valley Falls beating Pleasant Ridge 43-33. JCN girls losing to Troy 56-29. Girls Final from the Silver Lake Channel. Silver Lake beating Riley County 57-43. Boys tap between Holton and Royal Valley on the Holton Channel. Royal Valley up 40-32 over Holton. Panthers looking for their first win ever in the Big East. And also the Silver Lake Channel boys half Riley County down to Silver Lake 48-22. Boys half on 103.9. Troy down to JCN 39-27 on the Hiawatha Channel. Hiawatha boys over Nemaha Central 35-28. Now we are getting ready for the second half action on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Two quarters left to go and 16 minutes left to play. 34-19 Centralia over Donovan West. We talked about it at the half. You said for Donovan West, they need to play better defense, play more quality sound, get some outside shots up. Braylon Shelton, catcher Peterson. Is there anything else you'd like to kind of add on to that before we start the second half?
I mean, getting them locked down on the defensive side. They need to work on their defense. I mean, just don't let them drive. Get on their right hand.
And Centralia here to start off with the ball in this quarter number three. Here with it, Centralia trying to continue the dominant performance that was the first half. And now Reineke out in the top side of the perimeter. Driving right side lane, looking for a kick out. He'll go opposite side, top left wing. Out to Bronx Tally. Bronx Tally down to the Reineke. And Reineke will be called on a travel. And Dawson West can take advantage of an early turnover. 7:34 here to go in quarter number three. 15-point lead for Centralia over Dalton West, 34-19. D. West, though, has the ball here for the first time in this third quarter. D. West, they have trailed this entire game. Beach out to catcher Peterson, driving, losing the ball before he can try to go up and finish it, and turning the ball over on an outside pass. 7:20 now to go here in the third quarter. Still 34-19, Centralia over D. West. Centralia now taking back over Bronx Tally. He's the only one out of the starting five here that came out on the floor who has not scored yet for Centralia. Centralia goes to Aiden, kicks back out to Reineke. You just have to travel, and now he's got another turnover as Albers gets the steal down the floor to Veach. Five turnovers now in the game for Centralia. Three-point shot by Colter Peterson is missed and rebounded by Bronx Tally, his first board of the game. Puts it Oliver now here down the floor for Centralia on the right side. Screen is set up from Jones. Oliver, floater shot, missing it, but he's got the putback. Puts it Oliver. Now 7 points on the game, four rebounds and assists. 6:30 here to go in the third quarter. 17-point lead for Centralia over Donovan West. 8-point shot up by catcher Peterson. Missed and rebounded by Tyler Jones. Jones. Down the floor, working left side. Pass out that way to Aldefer. Aldefer traveling on the low block, and Tyler Jones fouled and will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Jones, who here is on his fourth trip up to the free throw line in this game. Last time up, it was on a three-point play for an and one. He had a very impressive second quarter with 9 points. Jones, who's only averaging 4.5 points per game this season, 3.5 rebounds a game, is right now having one of his best games of his senior year so far. Jones, his next shot is up and off, so he only makes the first one, misses the second. And now here down the floor, Dawson West will work after rebound by Ketcher Peterson. Catcher had 3 fouls in the first half, looking to have to try to stay out on the floor a little longer here. Coulter driving down the right side, misses the bunny, and the rebound's by Aiden Sally. Down the floor, he's called a travel at half court. Donovan West will take back over. Donovan West still looking to score their first points here in this third quarter, 2 minutes into it. Catcher Peterson out to Coulter Peterson. Coulter, the second-team All-League returner from last season, who leads this team with over 70 assists. Setting up Beach for a three-point shot. That is short of the iron and rebounded by the Centralia Panthers and Tyler Jones. Down the floor, Centralia. Three-point shot drained by Bronx Talley as he's finally on the board for the Centralia Panthers. That timeout here is called by head coach Derek Shelton for the Dawson West Mustangs. 40-19, Centralia leads now by 21 with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Timeout taken. We're back in 30 seconds.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Panzaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with 5:40 left to go here in quarter number three. 40-19, Centralia leads over Donovan West by 21. D. West here with the ball. Keller trapped. That was by Jones and Reinicke, but a foul is called on Jones, and it's his second foul of the game. Team's first of the third quarter. Cason Keller will throw it in again. Here he'll pass it in to Coulter Peterson. Coulter Peterson, who last season was averaging 12 points per game. He's at the same average of this year. Coulter gets it left side of Veach. Veach nearly loses the ball, picks it right back up. He's 1-on-1 against Aldifer. This ball is kicked out of bounds by Bronx Talley. Dawson West will throw it in again here from the crowd sideline. A 5:14 to go here in this third quarter. 40-19, Centralia up by 21 on D. West. D. West with the possession. Coulter Peterson. Looks to his left side, now back off to Peterson, nearly letting the ball being stolen, being kicked around, knocked around, but picked up by catcher, and it's on the ground again, the foul is called. Just trying to keep hands on the ball, but the foul is called on Centralia. It'll be on Aiden Daly, his third foul, and he will potentially here get substituted out, yes he will. Freddie Becker will have to come in for him, Aiden Daly. A playoff player here to lose in this third quarter, but he'll come back out most likely for the fourth. He had 5 points in the first half. He's got 6 rebounds here to lead the board stat in this game. Centralia. Here on the defensive side. Dunford West working with the ball. Keller skipping it low on the ground. Albers. Albers out to Coulter Peterson at the top of the arc. Bounce pass left side. Beach 3-point shot off the top of the iron and rebounded by Reinicke, his third board of the game. Reinicke down the floor, left side, kicked out to Jones. Jones, now to Bronx Town as he steps in, now right side. Stuck on the pivot foot, finds his outlet down to his left. In Reinicke's hands, he spins in the aisle, goes to his teammate Brady Becker, and he finishes for two. Snagging the and one as well. 4:18 to go in this third quarter, 42-19. Brady Becker at the free throw line. One thing I talked about you, Bell, when we were kind of off the air, is there's not many games left in the season here for You know, boys or girls, you know, what's the kind of the thought process here coming down at the end of the season?
I mean, you always want to be your best team this season, at the end of the season. So I think we're just trying to fine-tune things, work on things, and just trying to be the best that we can before we go into substate.
Freddie Becker makes the three-point play happen with the and one, 43-19. Centralia leading over Dauphin West with 4:10 to go here in this third quarter. Underneath the Albers. Albers missing the back of the board, but making the rebound was Haring and in for two with the putback. 4 minutes down to go here in the third quarter. 43-21. Trailing by 22 points is Dauphin West to Centralia. Centralia with the ball. Bronx Talley driving right up, squaring up to the basket and taking a couple of hops inside the bucket. It finds its way in. For Talley. And D. West immediately losing the ball down the floor. It'll be a turnover. Their ninth turnover on the game. West now 4 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Substitution. Hayden Paolino coming out on the floor for Michael Albers. Paolino, an incredible catcher in the baseball season for Dauphin West. Forty-five to 21. 24-point lead here for Centralia over D. West. Centralia with the ball. Backdoor cut from Aldifer. Ball knocked out of bounds. Nice defense by Colter Peterson. Centralia will throw it in. Right side underneath the glass with Tyler Jones. Jones is right now having one of his best games here of his senior year as he bounce passes it in to Aldifer, and the ball is taken away by Haring. And immediately after getting the ball, they give it right back. Both teams exchanging turnovers. Centralia will have it underneath the glass. Left side, Tyler Jones. He goes quick to Bronx Talley. Talley, up top, screen for Aldifer, and Aldifer loses the ball. Haring has it. Back-to-back steals for him. He's down the floor, one on two. Loses the ball, but Coulter is quickly there for the recovery, in for two. Now Centralia taking this one down the floor. Quinton Aldifer out to Reineke. 45-23 Centralia over D. West with 3 minutes down to go in the third quarter. Freddie Becker kicking it out at the top of the aisle. Here, driving and losing the ball is Reineke for another turnover. Centralia, they've turned it over five times here in this third quarter. Two times back-to-back. 2:50 left to go now in the third. 45-23 Centralia. Leading by 22 over D. West. D. West with the ball. Catcher. A skip pass. Off the ground. Coulter. Coulter to Braylon. Braylon back to Coulter. Coulter on the right elbow sets up. Catcher. Catcher. Pump takes the three. Now kicks it back out. Catcher. He'll take the three. It's off the back of the basket. And rebounded by Catcher Peterson. The offense will reset here for Dauphin West. Shot clock does as well. It's at 28 seconds now. Braylon Sheldon. Coulter. Coulter. V's three-pointer on the straight arrow but missing the bullseye. And the rebound's made by Brady Becker. Down the floor, Bronx Talley trying to make a look for a Euro step, but a foul called on Dauphin West. And now the officials are discussing. They confirm the...
It looks like he just caught his hands on the Euro.
Well, now the officials, they were talking. They didn't talk, and now they're talking again, and now they're going to officially come back and get the foul. So they'll call the foul on the Dauphin West Mustangs right on against Braylon Shelton, his first of the game. Now the official, he's talking with head coach Derek Shelton over there. Here at the free throw line is Bronx Talley. Tied at the free throw line, his first time up in this game, his first shot is off the back iron. Aiden Paolino and Rucker Haring down low for the box out. A timeout is called with 2:15 left to go here in the third quarter. It's 45-23 Centralia over Dauphin West. Centralia leads by 22. We're back here in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
.215 left to go here in the third quarter, 45-23, a 22-point lead here for Centralia over Donovan West. Timeout called, and here now we're back on the floor. Again, Hayden Paulino, Rucker Haring down the box out for the Donovan West Mustangs on his free throw shot from Bronx Tally of Centralia. His first shot was missed. He's trying to slice the second. We got the free throw line, Bronx Tally. Taking time here for before releasing in the shot, and it's good. He has one of two at the free throw line now. 6 points here in this third quarter, all for Bronx Tally after going scoreless in the first half for him. D. West here with the ball, 3-point shot taken by Braylon Shelton, and he is fouled and will go up and shoot three at the free throw line.
I think that was a foul inside. I think that was on Hayden Paulino.
Okay, no, you're right. They got the foul on the inside. That was called by the inside judge there, so that'll be a four foul, and Dawson West will throw it in. On the baseline, they're working it with Dustin Veach. Veach on the corner, out to Shelton. Shelton left side, out to Coulter. 2 minutes down, left to go in the third quarter, 46-23, a 23-point lead for Centralia over D. West. Veach with the ball, nearly loses it, now he does. Quinton Aldifer with his first steal of the game, 11 turnovers on it here for D. West. Aldifer driving right side, trying to finish over the top of Coulter. But not able to do so as Paulino comes away with the rebound. Pass half court. Coulter skipping on the floor, sending an incredible pass to his teammate Haring. Coulter Peterson, his second assist in the game. 75 assists on the season. Centralia getting called on an offensive foul. And that'll come on against Quinton Aldifer. That is his fourth foul of the game, and that is major. One of the best players here in the Twin Bay League to have to come out of the bench for the remainder of this third quarter. 46-25. Centralia leads over Donovan West. 1:17 to go in the third. Centralia right now down their best player, Quinton Aldifer. He's on the bench with four fouls. This is huge for DUS. They can take plenty advantage of this. Veach, three-point flyer off the iron, rebounded by Kason Keller. He's going to fight his way back to the basket. He's not going to make the shot, and the defensive board will be made by Brady Becker. Centralia down the floor. Fadeaway shot, trying to use the backboard. Couldn't make it from Reinicke, and the rebound's by Dustin Veach. Veach, he had 9 points in the second quarter. That is all he has scored in this game. Keller with the ball. After the midcourt logo, now inside, picked up in the key by Brady Becker on a steal. D. West will lose the ball, and Centralia will take over. Foul also called in the Off-West Mustangs. Rucker Haring, his third foul, picked up on the game. Centralia with Reinicke. Dribbling down the floor, out the Bronx Tally on the near side. They'll go to the left to Tyler Jones. Jones, high point. Fly on a straight pass to the chest of Reinicke. Now back up top. 20 seconds to the shot clock, 23 on the primary in this third quarter. Bronx Tally to Jones on the left wing. Dribbling inside the key, he'll go right side. Reinicke, one-on-one moves, and they're going to get him on a travel. So D. West has an opportunity here to get some points to end quarter three. 14 seconds to go this third quarter. 46-25, D. West rolls it on the ground. Coulter Peterson picks it up. He's past half court, right side. Bounce pass, now back to Coulter. Coulter set up in the corner, drives inside. Fadeaway, long two, missed shot. Ball being picked up in the corner. He's got to make a quick shot. It's up in the air and missed. On the second chance opportunity, D. West will go into the fourth and final quarter. Down 46-25 to Centralia. We'll take a step aside for 60 seconds. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
The answer is yes.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Coulter Peterson with you here for Donovan West. The start of quarter number four, 46-25. Centralia leads over D West. Coulter Peterson diving inside, drawing the foul. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. And we step into the fourth and final quarter. I mean, we talked a lot about the halftime, what Donovan West can do, but what did you see from that third quarter that, you know, worked well for D West and kind of what they need to fix up here in this fourth?
Well, they were kind of slow on offense. And I mean, I think them learning how to drive and getting inside. I mean, you just saw it here from Coulter Peterson. This drive is resulting in some chances at the line. And so I think them driving will help them open stuff up and passing and just, I would like to see them drive and see them do well in that aspect.
Coulter Peterson at the free throw line. His first shot was in, his second shot here not to follow. As making the rebound is Brady Becker. Centralia is still here with a 20-point lead, 46-26, over Donovan West with 7:40 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Centralia, they've been the very dominant team here inside the paint in this game. Aldifer back in the game after having four fouls coming off, and the ball, he gives it away to Michael Albers. Down the floor, but Albers, he gives it right back on a gift. We're turning, it's a Bronx tally. Tally trying to get it down the floor. Both teams, again, exchanging turnovers. Here on the near side, drive in from Reineke, up top to Aldifer. Aldifer, right side wing, calling for a screen. He gets it from Becker. He drives in, turns around, gives the ball to Becker. The ball is blocked by Albers. His first block of the game. Centralia is their 10th turnover. D-West taking over. Keller, three-point shot, is up. Miss, off the mark, rebounding it. Albers, or trying to, he gets it into Haring. He misses a shot, and the rebound's by Becker. Back-to-back rebounds for Becker. Centralia now down the floor. Pass half court to Quinton Aldifer. Aldifer out to Bronx Tally. Bronx Tally back to Becker. Becker, who just had the long two, out to Tyler Jones. Jones, left side, Quinton Aldifer. Thinking about a fadeaway shot, didn't take it. Instead, kicked it out. Now around the perimeter now, working is Centralia. Bronx Tally, Reineke, 7 seconds here on the shot clock. You got to drive it in from the front court. Eight away and blocked again. Albers, he's a blocking machine here. Back to back. Foul called on the floor on Centralia with 6:11 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Third foul of the game called against Brady Becker. And there's a lot of players here on the Centralia side in foul trouble. You got Aiden Tally and Brady Becker who got three fouls, and you have Quinton Aldifer with four. You know, as you mentioned, Donovan West can drive it here. They can maybe draw those fouls and get some of those guys out of the game. Haring inside. He drives, couldn't finish as Becker comes up with his third straight rebound for Centralia. Centralia with the ball outside the perimeter with Aldifer. Dribbling up inside the key. He'll step out. Working one-on-one against Coulter Peterson. Two of the top players here in the TVL going head-on-head. Trelle with it. 12 seconds here on the shot clock. Underneath to Becker. Becker trying to get out. Bounce passing. Back to Becker now in the interior. Taking a three-point shot from the corner. And off the iron. Ball's being pinballed around. Becker's got another rebound. He's got four here in this quarter. But even though the three-point shot was made by Bronx Tally, he traveled on it. Pack your bags. D West takes over. 5:19 to go in the fourth quarter. 46-26. D West down by 20 to Centralia. Jason Keller will throw it in from the Centralia bench into the hands of Coulter Peterson. Between his legs, drives right lane, using the backboard in for two. Coulter Peterson.
And that's what I mean. I mean, their shots will fall, and watching them drive, I mean, getting those shots up.
Centralia driving down the far side. A foul is called on Dawson West. If this is against catcher Peterson, this will be his fourth foul of the game, and it is. Foul number four for the freshman, but he'll stay out on the floor with 5 minutes left to go in this game. And Centralia responds with Reineke down under. It's back to a 20-point game. Centralia 48, D West 28. Centralia finished fifth again at the TBL tournament. D West, they finished third. 3-point shot by Coulter Peterson missed. Another rebound by Brady Becker. He's been crashing the boards here in this fourth quarter. The only one he's reporting a rebound for Centralia. He's got all five. Becker with it. Just a 6'2" sophomore. At the top of the arc, trying to pass it out to Jones as that ball is out of bounds. They'll call it against Centralia. As their 11th turnover in the game. And really, turnovers haven't been much of an issue for either team. It's been rebounding and finishing shots for Dawson West has really been the struggle bus of this contest. Coulter Peterson skipping. Well, I take that. There's the turnover. Bronx Tally stealing it on the baseline and then getting it right back. 4:14 to go in this fourth quarter. 48-28. D West down by 22 Centralia. Catcher Peterson tossing this ball in, into the hands of Kaysen Keller. Keller, who's had back-to-back double-double games, but most likely that streak will end here. As shot up, missed, and Aldifer making the rebound will foul the follow after as well. Called on Jonathan West. That is on catcher Peterson. That is his fifth foul of the game. He's the first one to foul out of this contest. A major player to have missing. He's right now leading the team in rebounds in this game, 6 foot with six boards. He's also the team leader in steals, so missing him in this final 4 minute stretch will be very huge for D-West to deal with. As another foul is called, and that is against Coulter Peterson. Well, he's on the brink of potentially joining his brother. That's his fourth foul of the game. 3:58 to go in this fourth quarter, 48-28. Centralia leads by 20 over D West. Brady Becker trying to toss this in. He gets it into Tyler Jones. Jones dribbling down the floor on the near side. Reineke up top, high point by Bronx. Tally. Bronx looks to his left, finding Brady. Looking to his right, now his left. He'll drive. He falls on the floor with the ball, and now you got a tackle from Coulter Peterson jumping on him. That should be a jump ball, and it will be. Possession arrow will stay here with the Centralia Panthers as Rucker Haring will come in, and Kaysen Keller will step out. For 3:36 remaining here in the fourth quarter, 48-28, Centralia over Donovan West. Tyler Jones, having one of the best games here of the season so far for him. He tosses it on the baseline, trying to finish over top, and the missed shot by Reineke. Rebound by Dustin Veach. Veach down the floor, tracking inside, dumps it off to Alberzine, a stretch to the basket for two. Albers has now scored three out of the four quarters. He's got 6 points on the game and a couple of rebounds, three steals and two blocks. And that's going to be an offensive charge. Colton Oliver, he's out of this game. That is his fifth foul. Now, both teams have fouled out a player, but Centralia, they foul out their top player in Quinton Oliver. Oliver averages 20 points a game this season, 4.5 rebounds a game, over 830 career points. He comes out of this contest. Your D West, you want to take advantage, only down by 18, 48-30 with 3 minutes to go in this game. As Coulter Peterson flies the jumper in for two. Now we're down by 16 points. Again, Aldifer's not on the floor for Centralia. He's got to rely on here his teammate. Aiden Sally underneath Jones, who will kick it back out to Sally. 3-point shot is off and nailed by Aiden Sally. The first three since the points that started this game for Centralia. Timeout is taken with 2:47 to go. 51-32. Centralia up over Jonathan West by 19. We'll take a step aside. We're back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
2:47 to go here in this game. 51-32, Centralia leads over Dauphin West, but with an alter just fell out of this game. Bell, what do you think D. West can do now that he's out?
I mean, I think that they should personally go zone. I mean, with Quinton Oliver not in and them not having to face guard someone, them having a zone would work well. I mean, we're shorter. We're definitely, they have the height advantage on us, and so I think going zone would help us on the boards.
Here working with it right now is the Dauphin West Mustangs, down by 19 points. They were able to get to 16, but a three-point shot fly by Aiden Talley. But here's a three-pointer by Dustin Veach. It's missed, and trying to make the offensive rebounds hard, and he's got it. Sets back up Veach. He'll drive down the left lane. A lane you could drive a truck through, but he couldn't finish with the easy bunny. And Becker's got the rebound. Becker, he's got six boards in this fourth quarter. Centralia with the ball. Becker high-pointing it at the top of the perimeter. With it, passing it out to Aiden Talley. Aiden Talley. Back out to Brady. 2 minutes now to go here in this fourth quarter. A 19-point lead for Centralia over D. West. And a jump ball. Possession arrow here will stay with the Centralia Panthers. But there's only 7 seconds here on the shot clock. So for Centralia, you got to make a quick move. Brady Becker will come in to throw it in. And he's got Albers right in front of him. Able to get over the lengthy 6'4", but coming up with the steal is Dustin Veach. He's down the floor, past half court, right side. Passes it out to Coulter. Coulter at the top of the perimeter. Passes it back out to Veach. Veach set up for a three-point shot in, rattling in like a bullet in a tin can. Dustin Veach for the three. His second three of the game. It draws it back to a 16-point game, but only 90 seconds remain of this contest. Andy West overcomes what is an improbable comeback. Here, Centralia, that's off of the key, left side to Becker. Top elbow, pass back out to Becker. Excuse me, to Reinicke, and that ball is loose on the ground, picked up by Coulter. He's one-on-one against Reinicke, down the floor. He is paddled up and shoot two at the free throw line. 68 seconds remain in this game. Coulter Peterson heads up to the line, 51-35. Centralia leads over D. West, and again, you're getting down to the nitty-gritty of this game. Last 68 seconds. Coulter Peterson needing to hit some free throws here at the charity stripe. The first one, it's a 15-point game. And Bell Smith, what do you think? What do you think D. West has to do here in this final barely 60 seconds?
I mean, get a press on, and I mean, just really pressure them on the defensive side. And then they're going to have to hit some shots. They're going to have to hit some big shots. And here we have Brecken Falk, who is a freshman, and he can hit some outside shots, and so I think they're trying to have that offensive game here.
60 seconds left to go here. You only got one foul to give if you're Dauphin West, and it was just used. Down by 14 points, 51-37 with 60 seconds left to go. Centralia is out their best player in Quinton Oliver. And Grady Becker will pass in from the inbound play. Becker drives inside. Foul is called. That'll be the 15th foul, double bonus. Centralia will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. If that was on Michael Albers, just his second foul of the game. Here for D. West, though. For D. West, you can't allow Rucker Haring or Coulter Peterson to foul. Both have four. And back up the free throw line. Hits first. Becker on this game here over 10 rebounds and 7 points. Going 2 for 2 at the free throw line. He's now at 9. Just 1 point away from the double-double. One of the few here on the season for the young man, and Coulter Peterson responds with 2. And a timeout here is called with 44 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. It's 53-39, a 14-point lead here still for Centralia over Dauphin West. They're out quitting all the free. He's fouled out of this game with 44 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news. It's preventable. Take time for your heart. Eat better. Move more. Schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
44 seconds left to go here in this contest. 53-39 our score. Dauphin West down by 14 to Centralia. Centralia, our top player, Quentin Aldifer, has fouled out. And for Dauphin West, catcher Peterson, the three-point shooter, is also fouled out. But for D. West, you also have Haring and Coulter Peterson, who have four fouls. So you can't allow either of them to foul here if Centralia hits this ball inside. Centralia getting it in. They find it to Grady Becker. Becker with it, driving down the right side. Less than 40 seconds left to go in this game. Becker handling. He's had the best fourth quarter here for Centralia. And you get the violation. Centralia didn't get past half court in the 10 seconds permitted. Dauphin West will take over, down by 14. But you can't miss a shot here if you're D. West in these final 33 seconds.
No, this is really when you need your shot to fall. So, I mean, they've had trouble with this entire game.
D. West here with the ball. Rucker Haring with it. Haring to Coulter Peterson. He can't waste much time either. Short corner shot. Drained by Coulter Peterson. Now, here at the 12-point game. But getting past that court is Centralia. You'll have to force the foul if you're Dauphin West. But it looks like potential white flag has been waved. 10 seconds here in this fourth quarter. They're going to call the foul against D. West with 10 seconds remaining. It's a 12-point contest, 53-41. Centralia here set to go back above 500, 9-8, looking to improve to 5-1. The TVL bouncing back after the loss against Hanover last Friday, 77-59. And D. West here will drop to 11-8 on this season and 3-3 in the TVL. But Dauphin West still chasing their first winning season since 2018. They definitely have the opportunity to do so with upcoming Clifton, Clyde, Hanover, Onega, and Washington County, all on their upcoming schedule. Sal here at the free throw line drains it. He goes 2-for-2. He's now at 10 points here on the game. D.U.S. with the ball. Braylon Shelton drives inside, floats it, looking for a finish. This ball is batted around. He picks it right back up, and he finishes for the putback. That will be our game. Shelton scores his first point at the end, but our contest has hit its finale. 55-43, a 12-point victory for Centralia over Dauphin West. We'll take a step aside. We'll come back for our post-game show and our Player of the Game segment, our final segment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Super Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here. Final time on I-2.1 KMZ for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our post-game show here brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. It's also our Praise the Game segment as well here brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega. And Be Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. And again, our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Our boys game just came to a conclusion, 55-43, Centralia winning over the Donovan West Mustangs. Centralia boys improved to 9-8 on this season and 5-1 in the TVL league. And for the Donovan West Mustangs, they are now 11-8 on the season and 3-3 in the TVL. They're still searching for their first winning season in 2018. They definitely have the opportunity to do so. Clifton, Clyde, Hanover, Onega, and Washington County, all four teams here on the horizon for them to finish out the regular season of this year. For Centralia, they got out on the early hot start, 15-4 at the end of the first quarter, 34-19 at the end of the first half, and outscored Donovan West 12-6 in quarter number three. Centralia was led by on the game. Tyler Jones having one of his best nights of his senior career so far. He only averages 4.5 points per game. He had 13 points tonight and a couple of rebounds. Quentin Aldifer fouled out for Centralia, but his team was able to pick up the pace. Isaac Reinecke with 10 points, Aiden Talley with 10 points, and Brady Becker 9 points and 11 rebounds on the game with 6 boards coming in the fourth quarter. D-West was led by Coulter Peterson with 16 total points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. And right behind him was Dustin Beach with 12 points as he had 9 alone in the second quarter and a 3-point shot up and in quarter number 4. So again, our girls game ended with the Centralia girls coming away on top 62-51, and the Centralia boys also won 55-43. So it was a Centralia Panther sweep on the road here, taking on the Donovan West Mustangs. And real quick, again, shout out Bill Smith, who helped me out on the broadcast. Probably the final time I covered U.S. this season. So big shout out to her and being able to help us out here on our MSC radio community, giving for the opportunity to come up here and do some color work. And shout out really to Donovan West, the community in general, as last year I also had Cooper Eberle be my color commentator for a couple of games, as well as during the baseball season and some college matchups as well. So shout out to the young community out here at Donovan West, having a lot of young people who are interested in broadcasting as well as media side. It's always a really cool thing to have a local community that has a lot of kids that get really involved with that. So again, I thank you to everybody who has helped out with that. So again, our matchup today, Centralia winning, girls side 60-51, boys 55-43. From Bobby, from me, Crittenden, down here from Highland, Kansas, thank you for